Today is on Reish Lama Dalad. The Mishnah in Bechares, just go over, get Olam into it a bit. Mishnah in Bechares on Daf Lamed Zayin says, Hashechar is a Bechar, v'noidu shalo yarei ma sha'ochlo ochlo, v'yakzal lem adome, ma sha'lo ochlo, abasi yikov, v'yakzal adome. So even though ma sha'ochlo is ochlo, he doesn't get deducted, and v'yakzal lem adome. That's case of Kenneth Shekhar is a part of an Okra and Nedi Shitrev, Macha Okla Okla, Macha Okla, Macha Okla, Yang Zil, there's a boss of Yakla and Mizadama. So why Macha Okla Okla? So Rishaynim, Kulum Kachar Omru, that the reason why is because it's a Knas. You have a Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem on the page, you have a Piski Rid, you have a Rav, you have a Nebuchadnezzar and Baba Basra. Other Rishaynim are much more like that as well, Rabbeinu Shmuel Ben Chachmain, whatever, it's Mitam Knas. The bad Sam, he would have been able to charge the buyer mitzad his hanor that he had, mashaachlu, but a yais to sell it is something that he shouldn't have been doing. He shouldn't have been selling treifis or isa becheris or whatever without notifying the leichim. So we penalize the seller and we don't allow him to deduct or to charge for this hanor. Right? What would be now? Then there's another case at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is the third case was that he sold it. What was the case? Machru la'akma tilu l'klavim yisham l'dmeitreifa. In this case, where he sold it to a guy, where he fed it to the dogs, here you are going to have to pay dmeitreifa. For some reason, you have to know. But what happened to this knas? L'chare the knas should say absolve you from any chiv. What happened? So Rashi says, it's not a problem. Halekum levi kacham hova lagarm lu yisura. Rashi's mechadish, a brilliant chiddish, that hova lagarm lu yisura, yishamu leid mei basa treifa bezol vu yaksal na moisa. Banias, I didn't find any other Rishon who said this chiddish of Rashi. That what? That when you're not garm lu yisura, you are not going to have the knas. We only penalize if what you did ultimately led to a problem. You actually were machshil somebody. But here, that Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hu protected Lakech, and you won't machshil him, and instead he decided to sell it to a guy or to give it to dogs. So, Mamela, since you weren't machshil Lakech, Logarm Luisura, they didn't make a knas. Mamela, they can charge him for whatever they know he had. Presumably, it's the value of a Dmei Trefa, because that's what dog food or goyish food is worth. Mamela, Yisham with Dmei Trefa. This is a grashi. Fine. Let's take the Chiddush Rashi a bit further. What would be? No, I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Next thing, and then. Okay. What would be a Shiloh? I'm using the Shiloh more to bring out a lot of raid here, but I think it's a fundamental Shiloh, how to understand this whole halacha. And from there, we'll understand that there are so many machloikas in when this knas was applicable and on what the knas was for. What would be if I bought, Reuven bought a treifa, a whole animal, so a lot to eat in one day, so he ate some of it and he sold off the rest. So he was ochlu b'miktas and he sold b'miktas. The Mishnah gives a case, it was ochlu b'miktas and there was a miktas which remained. What would be if he was ochlu b'miktas and he sold the rest? Mahadin. Do we say that Hayois, the guy, did an issa because he ate the mixas will cancel him? Mamela, even the money that he got from the guy, he won't have to forward back to the seller because you seller, you're a naughty boy, you're a machshel klal Yisrael, and we're going to cancel you fully. And Mamela, the lokeach will end up actually winning him and winning the bichad and avera, but he'll end up winning, he'll have a lot of money left in his pocket because he'll get back his full refund from the seller, plus he'll get the demea mechir to the guy. Well, do we say that on the chelik that you sold to the guy, that money will pass along to the seller? It's just on the chelik that you ate will absolve you from your chiv hanor. And then there's going to be a tzad, you'll see shortly that there's a tzad to say in this case, grad, you'll have to pay for the entire treif, even though you ate the mixas. Hear the shayla? You cleared the shayla? All right. So let's take it apart a bit. Let's go back to the Metziah. It's similar to the Metziah. It's like I'm asking you a Shiloh combining the middle case of the mission and the last case of the mission. Middle case of the mission was you ate part and parts remaining. In the last case, you just sell. Well, what happens if you ate part and you sold part? So what's trying the middle case of the mission? The middle case of the mission is that you ate part and you have leftover part. Now, halacha is what you ate, we absolve you from Yechiv Anor. What you left over, you have to give back. And then you could be Yaksel Lo Yisadomim. So better you can ask a kasha in the middle case. What's going on? Why in the world is a Lokech Mechuyiv to give back the remaining basa Let him keep the remaining brasa. The ma'isa is the ma'icha was makshalim with anissa. He ended up eating part of it. Let's cancel the ma'icha. And even though it's remaining the brasa, good, but he deserves a knas, so I won't have to give him back anything. And let him return to me a full discount, a full refund of my money. Why are we returning the demay brasa, well, actually the brasa ben, why are we returning this brasa? Him yagzir lo esa brasa. Look, we should have a knas there too. What's going on? Right, but every time there's a Rashi does not say not a my Rashi. Oh, very good. Very good. Baruch Hashem. So the Numuk Yosef and Babasa, no one here discussed it, but the Numuk Yosef Babasa says a very partial about that. Some are partial that at Khan we were only kindness somebody from his chayivim. Copy the Meicha. But if it's something is Be'en that belongs to the Meicha, because here was bottle, it is a Mekak Tais, we can't all of a sudden say, poof, his money is out the window. His money doesn't belong to him anymore, and it should remain by the Lekeach. Meicha Taisi, the Chazal went so far. God is a Tumo and Trefis, the guy sells Trefis, if we were mastered him all, there's a Makloikis, and the Gemara and Kulin. Good, but the Mokyes are going with that cheetah that we weren't. And the Meili says that so too over here, we cannot be mastered him from his mom and Ben, something that he owns. His mom, Basha, who shall I, what's the law? But Basha, who shall ask my, we're not going to be mafsid.
What if the one day of Rashi, that wasn't
going to
Misura?
So presumably it doesn't pass Rashi. It's because you were going to Misura. You ate mixas. The mechira that you shouldn't have done, unfortunately, bore bad fruit that you were makshel Klal Yisrael. In this mechira, you did something terrible, and it was actually realized a mechshel for Klal Yisrael. We'll cancel you. And it's only
for the mechira, the knas is for the gram mitzvah.
What's the gram mitzvah? The mechira. You did a mechira that was gram mitzvah. Your mechira was gram mitzvah, so we canceled you in Gansen. The only saving grace is that the hayoyis, it's b'mashu shalatzma, it's still b'en, so we wouldn't cancel you. Then kumt ois, in the shaila that I gave you, it's going to come out of dover chiddush, then in our case, in the chanami, the lukeik's off the hook. The $100 that he got from the guy, he pockets, and the $500 that he paid the seller, he gets back, and at the end of the day, he has an extra $100 in his pocket. He will not have to give the seller that money, because hayoyis was makshul menisa b'mikzas, we made the knas, and the only reason why the mitziyasa is different is because it's b'mashu shalatzmai, in this case, the meat's gone, now it's only money, I don't have to pay the seller, mamela, the lokeach will have an extra $100. That's what Lechay should come out. Yeah, he wasn't so poshut. He had to prove it from a Gemara on Chulin, which was a machloikis. You see that he muches, and while over there we can't, it's not so poshut. You'll see other Rishonim go with the other, whatever, we'll get to shortly. Good, it's poshut, and okay, so you see that, and Minasor, it's a geshmak. The Ma'is says, the seller was Machshel Lekeach Bissi, he deserves a patch. All right. However, your svara grade is a Bach. The Bach over here, Toich Dvarov, if anyone finds anyone else, let me know, but Toich Dvarov, he names them for Pshitis, this chilek, that we done every molecule separate, and if you ate half, and you left over half, so clappy, the half you ate will cancel, but the half you didn't eat, we won't cancel, because that half, you don't deserve a knas, because you aren't makshalim in the Yisra, and Mela, that half doesn't deserve a knas. He names that on for Pshitas. Ad kedei kach, that the Bach even asks on the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah doing? Giving a little case of ochlu b'mikzah, so mashu ochlu b'mikzah, it's a double parcha Pshitas. The Mishnah is saying a dover she'enoi, I mean, whatever, it's a parcha, you don't even need such a Mishnah. And he mutches and says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you would have thought, I'm not sure why, but you would have thought that the lekeach would have the chiv of the tipul of trying to sell off the treifa to the guy to make the money, and then he'll reckon with the seller. The buyer would have the chiv of the tipul and then have to reckon with the seller. Kamash malan the mishnah, no, that a yes, it's a mekatai, the buyer could just give back yachzir lo yis abasa and ask back for the dama. I'm not exactly sure what the chiv is. The mekatai, they gotta give you back the animal. But that was the chiddush of this mishnah. Ad kedekach, he held, he couldn't understand any other chiddush. That's a box. You see that the Bach held, not like that, that the Bach held that we divide the item. On what you are makshel, we do the issa. On what you are not makshel, we won't do the issa. Now, fishesach loitin muki yosef, the Bach's kashevzach nishon, it's a geshmak. The Mishnah's chiddush is this, that b'mashu shalatzma loikonas. It's a chiddush niflo, that b'mashu shalatzma loikonas. All right. Leitabach, it's going to come out in the case that I gave you. It will come out that he argues with the Mukiyas. Leitabach, I said that you'll end up keeping the $100 for yourself. Leitabach, no. On the chelik that you ate, we cancel, you're absolved. On the chelik that you end up selling up, we didn't cancel. You're going to have to take that money and forward back to the seller. So be nafkamina lalocha between the Bach and the Mukiyas. The Mais is, you have to understand why the Bach went out on a limb. To argue with the Muki Yosef, like Mechetazing. And I believe it's not just the Muki Yosef is against the back, I think it's Rashi that's against the back. There are three cases in the Mishnah, and Rashi wakes up, quote unquote, wakes up in the last case of the Mishnah when it's selling. Rashi wants to know what happened to the Knas? Oh, Lipo, Vulagarm Lu Yasura, no Knas. How did Rashi get past the middle case in the Mishnah? The whole word of the Bach, how he touched up the Mishnah, is geboit on lagarm luusura to the extreme. He took Rashi and ran with it, that even if you lagarm luusura but mix us on that mix us, we don't make the knas. Why did Rashi wake up at the end for? Elamai, in the middle case of the Mishnah, was a geshmak, he had no problem, it's a muki yosef. It's what happened at the end of the Mishnah, that what's not the Mishnah, he sold it to the guy. What's going on? Rashi had to come up. What happened to the knas? Oh, what happened to the knas? He had to make up a chiddush that's a loigarm luisera. And like I said, that I haven't found any other Rishon who altogether says Rashi's chiddush of loigarm luisera. The muki yosef? No. Sorry?
The answer says that other
svara on the other svara, but now lagarm lezer, right? No other rishon said the svara of Rashi lagarm lezer. So now it's interesting. Go into some what's going on. Lemais is Baruch Hashem. I found the Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Chachman in Bava Basra when he goes over the handles of Lashon Arif and Tzadibes and Mebeis. There he says bezel lashon, which is kumat mavu. Like I mean, it's mashma like the back. He says the reason why in the middle case yagzir lo esabasa is because kaven shuloi naaseh ha'issa. Since the Issa wasn't done, and the Maisa, the Issa was done on the other Chelik, but on this Chelik, that's Be'en, Kevin Shalonasa Issa ain't on the coins and Issa Mammon. We'll not cancel him Mammon for that. Lafuke, that will be Shamtinale, Mavrinale, we'll do other things to him, we'll be Miyasir him, but we won't cancel him Mammon on Shalonasa Issa. It seems that now it's Machlekes, Rishonim, Moki Yosef, Mashmais Rashi, against Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Chachman in the Bach. In Lomdis, what do we do? In this vort of Heka de Lagamlu Surah, Lekansinilei, in this Lomdis, is it, what would be if you maximum the mixas? If maximum the mixas, does that mean that he deserves a patch and a knas and everything? Or no, we done everything by itself, and that will be enough kamino in the case that I gave you. All right, let's move on. If anyone has any raya to either tzad, please let me know. I'm looking for a raya. All right. Mais is Rabbeinu Gershom Maragol. I'm sure the Elam saw it's a blitz Rabbeinu Gershom. He learns up when it comes to the end of the Mishnah when it says Machru La'akam Le'Tilul La'Klavim Yishamu La'Dmei Treifa. Rabbeinu Gershom understood that it was talking about even in the case where you sold it to a guy b'yoyka. And still, he learned up the Mishnah. It said Yishamu D'mei Treifa Vayistoyis. It's coming La'Fuke the Yoyka. Means he made a deek in the Mishnah. It's only punk that you have to pay and not more. Memelo, he says, why? He says a lot, and let me just read it over. I'm sure the Olam knows it. He says, Yishamu le dmei treifa b'shiba zoil, v'lo yishamu le kol adomim shenot lo mimena. Don't forward to the seller all the money that you made, that you profited off this guy. Lefi, why shumacha treifa midaita? Because this seller deserves a big patch, because he was macha treifa midaita. He did something terrible. And Memelo will cancel him that we won't allow him to get the revach that I made, that the buyer made by selling to the guy. But the Rabbeinu Gershom learned at the end of the Mishnah there is a knas, not like Rashi, who nemdon that there's no knas. Hecha de lagarm liyisuro. The Rabbeinu Gershom says in this case, hecha de lagarm liyisuro, when you sold to a guy, we will count him, and therefore he only has to pay to make treifa. We won't forward the entire revach that he made off this guy because he deserved a patch. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. So it comes out l'chayra. We have to go into Rabbeinu Gershom, but just on the surface, l'chayra is a fundamental machlekes. Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom, was there a knas when it was legarm liyisura or not? But Rashi holds they only made a knas when it was garm liyisura, and Rabbeinu Gershom they even made a knas hecha de loy garm liyisura. Ad kedekak. Lefi Rashi doesn't discuss. We'll say let me. Let's bring it out, and you'll see, depending on the many pshatim in Rabbeinu Gershom, there's at least three or four that I know, and let's bring it out, and we'll see if they're maskim, if they're not maskim, what Rabbeinu Gershom is saying. But at least on the surface, Rabbeinu Gershom has a knas in the Sefer, whereas Rashi says, we didn't make a knas. L'chori, you could touch up. The machlekes is a fundamental machlekes in lifnei iva. If someone is over lifnei iva, and Nebuch, he wasn't Baruch Hashem, he wasn't successful. He gave a kois shel yayin lenoza, and by accident it spilled, and lenoza didn't end up drinking it. Was the guy over? And he said, "Raisa lifnei iva or not?" Parshat Shaila. Loit Rashi, hechad lo garbli yisura, klapish ma'isa. I'm afraid we found out that he didn't do an avla, because he was not over lifnei iva, because it didn't cause any problem. So mamela, they didn't make the knas. They made the knas because the seller was trying to be machshel people. He was over lifnei iva. Over here, that hecha, that it didn't come out, so they didn't make the knas. Nothing's more, I'm suggesting. And shengen loit Rabbeinu Gershom, who cares if grada he was lucky that he was saved? The amazing is he was over lifnei iva. He put a stumbling block lifnei iva. He gave an issa in front of the lokeach to eat. So grada the lokeach didn't eat it. Grada. But the amazing is he was trying to be makshal this lakeach, and since he was trying to be makshal lakeach, he would be over lifnei iva. Memela, these grounds for the knas, even if it was lagarim lo yisura. Like I said, no other rishon, except for Lutzra ben Yishmael ben Chachman, Bach, but no other rishon said Rashi's vote of hechad lagarim lo yisura. They didn't make the knas. All right, now, but the Rabbeinu Gershom himself really needs beer, like Mamadashok. If we have this knas, hechad lagarim lo yisura, so let's be kinds on the whole thing. In the Reisha, we cancel the whole thing, you don't get back any money, right? Machak Akul, you get back a full refund garnish, right? So why, all of a sudden in the Sefer, are we making a pshara that the Revach you don't forward, but the Karen, the Demeh Trefer, the value of the Trefer, we will have to pay the seller. What's going on? Mamanda, if there's a Knas, make the Knas, and there's no Knas, so don't make the Knas and let him have to pay the Revach as well. Where do you have this middle gather of, no, we make a Knas like this, and then the Knas like that?
Make a choice. I owe you the money. What do you give me? You only give me a Trefer. I made money
from the bank. Yeah, but I made money on your treifa. So you're still asking on Rabbeinu Gershom, which I hold of Yakashi Zeshdak. But you see from Rabbeinu Gershom, you see from the Shach and the Sma, Prichodesh and Teisiri, what is it, Teisiyantiv, on and on. Not like that. But you see Rabbeinu Gershom without this new vote of that he was Lefishu Makka Treifa Medaitas, he deserves a patch. Rabbeinu Gershom also understood that the Yoiker has to be forwarded to the seller. Presumably the reason is because it was the mafrei, it turned out to be the moichas item, and I went ahead and I sold the moichas item, so the domim of that mechira belongs to the moicha. So mamela, I have to forward that money to the moicha. That's presumably what they're all out. The pella is that why, and now, why is it the moichas item? Because it's the mechav toys.
No,
he didn't make enough money. All right, you have to know on the case. If we're going to have to wait. Whatever. If he tines mega toys, then it's a mega toy. If he don't tine mega toys, then lechayra finish. Right, pashas. It's a brisker up, which we'll get to shortly, but pashas. Right. So it should come out. So the mice is, the pella is, what everyone's doing. It needs a beer, but it's not for now. Is that if I go over to you and I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, the money doesn't belong to Brooklyn. The money belongs to me because I narred you up thinking that there's a mechir. If I sell you somebody else's item, and it really wasn't because I don't have the right, the authority to sell someone else's item, so it was a joke. So the money is not misyachas to the item because there's no mechir even from the lokeach to the guy. He narred up a guy. If he narred up a guy, Avadi, he's going to keep the money himself. If he would take this trefa and use it as a bat and beat up the guy to steal money from the guy, no one's going to say that money now belongs to the seller because he got money, he stole money from the guy through the seller's trefa. Well, that's exactly what he thought. He did. He took the trefa. He faked out the guy believing that there's something here, money, that he should get, and he took money. So why in the world is it going to the seller? But yet, everyone, and that needs a beer, named on that it should go to the seller, if not for this knas. All right.
Why did he not have to do it? The guy's keeping the bayimah.
But he's still not. Maybe the guy will keep the bridge also, but it doesn't belong to him.
He could have kept the bayimah.
There's nothing. I sold him your shirt, so the guy's keeping it. But it's nothing. There's no mechira. Mamish no mechira. All right. Fine. So this Rabbeinu Gershom needs beer. What's going on? It's a knas like this and then a knas like that. What in the world is going on? It needs a terrible beer. The mice, if you look in the Levush in Yerdeh and Kufya Tess over there, the Levush Teichadvarov just puts everything together, the cholin. He starts off and he says the reason why there's no knas here is because of Rashi, because of Loi Garm Lo Yisura. But you should know for the Yoike, for the Revach, that we will cancel you. And as if, and he says, and not as if, he says, because it was legorm lisura, lakantinu le kol kach. A little bit, yeah, a lot not. Sure, we're thinking with this knas. How does anyone know this? Rabbeinu Gershom says, how does Rabbeinu Gershom know this? Navua or Meiz Dike in the Mishnah, I don't know, it's we're playing around with the. Sorry? Oh, so one second, so get that. Now the Maish is the Levush. Lavush goes on. So like the Lavush, there's no makhlekes, because the Ben Hagash also holds that the Knas, also doesn't hold that there's no Knas of Legram Lesu, but holds a little bit of the Knas. Maybe Rashi also holds that there's a little bit of Knas, even though Rashi doesn't say it. He just maybe didn't learn the Mishnah like that, but it needs a beer. The Agav, the Lavush also says, Teichadvarv, the Lavush says that Vachain, by Isurei Derabbanan, also Lot Kansina Lekokach. Elam saw the Lavush. So Vachain, by Isurei Derabbanan, also Lot Kansina Lekokach. He puts the two together. This Lot Kansina Lekokach, and also, even if you got me Isurei, but it was only in Isurei Derabbanan, Lot Kansina Lekokach. Maraf Sanigar, Lot Kansina Lekokach. The halach is that by Isurei Derabbanan, we say, Mashaklu, forget it, you ate it, and now I'm not giving you money back. So what do you mean, Lot Kansina Lekokach? It's time. Without any better understanding, any other pshat and lavush, it seems that the lavush understood that when we're machalik in the Isurei Derabbanan between achila, between regular Isurei Derabbanan, Isurei achila Derabbanan, and Isurei anod Derabbanan, by Isurei anod Derabbanan, we do say macha aklo aklo, and you get a deduction, and the velt has a other pshatim. It seems that the lavush understood that it was also this madreg, it's badraga. Will it continue like kokach? Since only it's a Rabbanan, we get away. Issa Achila will charge you for, but Issa Ano, that we won't charge you for. Look it up. If you have a better pshat, let me know. It needs a beer. But it's like a lo kokach, it's like dargis, whatever that means. All right. Fine. The Achroinim, there's a base Yitzchak, as far as saved like 200 years ago, there's a base Yitzchak on the Rambam, who brings down the Lavush, and he understands, pshat is, like what you were saying, that, no, you're right, out, Legar, Blue, Surah, Pechor, Islam, and Zayin is out the window. Nah, there's no Knas, forget it. But then there's a new Knas, home-baked Knas called Shaloye Choyte Niskan. Nothing to do with this, it's a new Knas, Shaloye Choyte Niskan. How you talking? If the seller wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have sold it, all he would be left in his possession is a trefa, which is valued at whatever a trefa is valued at. Now, because he did an avlin, he sold it to this buyer, innocent buyer, and the buyer, through his thriftness, his charifis, and nishtadlis, he was able to get more money out of a guy. How you talking that this seller should get that extra money? Lo yechoy teniska, it's not fair. To kansim, we won't kansim, taka, we don't make a knas. But to be niska from that, that's already, that's something else. That we can't allow. Shlo yechoy teniska. It means the kilo is a new this now new car. I lived in Bukhari for a long time, never knew that there's two knas. There's a new knas, shlo yechoy teniska. Very interesting. The Lavush. You could say it. He tries to say it in Lavush. It just doesn't flow so well. It's like look, it's in like kokach, and then this is the rabbanim like it's in like kokach. It sounds like it's all bahadraga on the same knas. No, him. It's not. There's one knas for garam luisir, and then there's a new thing called shleya kaitaniska. The ma'ase his vot of shleya kaitaniska is mentioned in other achrayim. There's a pre chodesh when he dances this shiloh of the taizayanter ben ugeshem. This type of shiloh he taka brings in the swar of shleya kaitaniska, and there's also a shayu shisha in Bukhari, who also says the swar. Also lived at the same time like 200 years ago. Also says the swar of shleya kaitaniska. So yes, the achrayim do say it's at the swar, and then come to it's difficult. The sons are zak that the two knas is coming around here. All right, the Briskerov has his home bahalach. The Briskerov in Stencil, I guess we call it, but the Briskerov tain is that no, what's going on is very simple. Be'etzem, the buyer bought a treifa. He wanted a treifa, bought a treifa. So the buyer was in his ana. The buyer has a right to tain a mekach tais. But now that he made money off the guy, is a nah, why should he tain a mekach tais? He just made money off the guy who be mekayim the mekach. It's biyadoi to be mekayim the mekach or to be mevatel the mekach. Loin tzich for him now to be mekayim the mekach. Memeilo, he's asking to the kima mekach here. Aye, if it's a kima mekach, so then he should have to pay the full demand mekach. Why is he only paying the treifa? It's because it's a nah. The ma'isa is he got a treifa. So even though it's a mumu, it's a mekach, it's grounds for a mekach tais, but since you were. And, but I don't want to be mevatel mekach, but lemaisa you were ma'anami in the domim. So memel, I have a right to ask you back for the domim. So what's really going on here is that the mekach is kayim, and I'm asking back for the inor, yes, I'm with me'a treifa that you were ma'anami. And presumably just a tight shot risker of it, even if it's pochus mishtos, because here it's not a toys bo'imit, it's a toys because you swapped them, means it's at least as like ayel musuris v'al sheni musuris, that has nothing to do with the oimit adas, and memela, I have a right, at least that whatever, it's kosh, I mean like even mum, there's a toys I know, whatever, not for now. Sorry? So the ma'ase is, what's going to be by yesu mishtos? Well, he says, he acknowledges that the rishonim don't go like that, but he says that will be shot in Rabbeinu Geshem. But it means kum tois lemaisa. We who pass on We have a machab in Reish Lamed Beis that says Eimu Chashim Pachas Amum, and if it's Rotzal Lekech Lika Kapachas, the seller says either take it or leave it. You can't play games with me. There's no readjusting the price. So it will come out that we would not pass on like this Rebbeinu Geshen, because like the Mechab, you would not have this ability to conserve the chassid, to keep it and ask back for that. No, you can't do that. So you'd be stuck. Either you want to keep it, but then you'll have to pay the full price. Likely you didn't make enough money off the guy to charge him even more than the bus at Shera. I would find that hard to believe. And we'll probably end up, well, it's Metzias, or the other name, but we'll probably end up, what? It's Pekasimum, right? I know, but Pekasimum, what right do you have to tie in Pekasimum? In Melchus moment, it's out smack a toys. Are you tying or no? But the Mechaber's case is also, I want to tie or no. I want to tie in whatever the no is. Issa. The Rambam says, I want an Issa back. And the Rambam says, go jump in the lake. You're not allowed to ask for any money back. Either you take it or you leave it. To the extent. It is also Pekasimum. It went from a Ksheira to a Dreva. That's the only reason. You didn't overcharge me on a Ksheira. No. The vote was that you gave me a treifa instead of a Ksheira, and the Ksheira is worth double the amount of a treifa, maybe five times the amount of the treifa. Like you said, it was my name, that was worth very little. Whatever it is, double. And so that you messed me up. That pchasta is a no, I want back my no. And even the Ramah, which is also not for now, but the Ramah based in a no, and Rabbeinu Yonin, if you make the cheshbonis, it's Yitochan, the Ramah argues with the Mechab and Reish Lamed Beis, even though he doesn't say it, that he would allow for a tviyas ano, a pachas mishtos, or even shtos, but a tviyas ano, yoyis mishtos, by mom zechanat. The second you betavei ano, yes mishtos, it's a bikkur mekka. So it's going to come out, this Rizkov is a pelo, hagabatz mukha, pashas, the case over here is talking about where it's yoyis mishtos. Or at least, it could be that case too. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate. Chashas did his Mishnahs. And it says that the Mecca, like the Brisker of the Mecca Kaskayim, and all you're asking back is for the Anah, how could it ever be? How could it be Gora from the regular din of Anah that's a Gemara Mufresh, Shneim Chayzerim? Avadish Shneim have a right to be Chayzer. So let the Mecca be Chayzer, and then take all the Demei HaMecca from the guy. What's going on here? And Svar, the whole Tvi is another Yavim by Mum, is Machmet the Dina Enoch. There won't be Dina Enoch, you won't have it. So how could it be that Yais Mishnahs?
The whole Svar is that the Lekach, when he's really Emet to
No, so if Kol's money doesn't teveya, I don't want. Rather, he would be because he doesn't have enough. One is teveya, so now that halach is that once you lodge a complaint about this mechir, the seller has a right to be chayzer.
What's the
because lekech is not good because it was lechayzer. He asked back for the no. He's trying to play with the mekat. So when he's manza no, I could be chayzer. No, I could be chayzer. Hein mitzad the mum and hein mitzad the din yas mishtos. I have two reasons because. But when you are asking for a no yas mishtos, let me be chayzer. It's the din of shneim chayzer on every yas mishtos. You're asking for yas mishtos. Every no, he not only be chayzer. All he wants is a no yas mishtos. But if he asks for a no yas mishtos, I have a right to be chayzer. So here too, he's being shneim alamekas. There's a no yas mishtos. He is. He wants to keep the mekach and he wants back the no yas mishtos. He has the exact same thing. He wants to keep the mekach. But he's Mitzrayim, he wants a no Yais Mishnah's back. He's Mitzrayim Allah Mecca.
He's saying, and this is what we're understanding. He's always saying that he wants money. We're understanding that he has time to have the Mecca.
Every time there's a no Yais Mishnah, he wants the Mecca, he just wants. So to every no Yais Mishnah, he wants the Mecca, all he wants is money.
That's what he's saying. But he really has time for the Mecca.
All right, fine. Another ha'ara on the Briskerav is that the Nesivis by us in Sivkot and Bey says that Ksheir Vitrei Fahavi Kishnei Minim, and even the seller has a right to back out. So the Briskerav seemingly didn't understand that. But if you learn like the Nesivis, that it's Kishnei Minim, Mecca can back out, who cares if the buyer wants to keep the Mecca, but it's Shnei Minim, the seller will call a Mecca Tayis, and my male seller should be entitled to order the Mea Mecca. Right, the Briskerav says no, because it's all up to the Lekeach, it's Biyadai. Viyada Yaitse, it could be Mekayim it and Mevatel. That's not true. It's Viyada Mecha too to be Mevatel and Mekalit and Nesivis. Which should come out of Bitter Mecha. I'm telling you, it is. Because whatever again, the Chayfetz now and my Freya belongs to him. You just sold my Chayfetz. All the money on that Chayfetz belongs to the seller. You didn't do a Bishus because you sold it. No, you didn't. It wasn't Bishus to sell to a guy. It was Bishus to eat. It wasn't Bishus to sell.
I wasn't
You're allowed to do whatever you want, but it's a Sheen of Asa Mum Acher.
Yeah,
You didn't do what it was aimed for. It was aimed to, you bought it to eat, now you're selling it to a guy. Is that what a ksheira is aimed for? It's to sell for half price to a guy?
It's not a ksheira.
Sorry?
You have that, no, anyways.
Good. All right, anyway. The Maase is also in reading of the Rabbeinu Geshem. I have to just go easy one because I have a lot more to say. The reading of Rabbeinu Geshem is more not like the Bris Karov. Why did, like the Bris Karov, it's a svara. It's a din. It's a halacha psuka. Very slamed days. Simple. Why is the Rabbeinu Geshem saying, Lefishu mocha trefa medaitis deserves a penalty? It has nothing to do with the Bris Karov. Nothing to do because of what? And unless he wasn't mocha medaitis, it doesn't make a difference. In hukif mega toys, biyada lakek, to be mekayim the mega, and to be a tevel and noah, even if it's yaisa mishtas. What's going on? I am. Alright, fine. So I wanted to tie in and maybe a play a little bit. Is that really he holds like the Nesivis? And it's really Bleibski Shnei Minim. But the Nesivis, Nemdon Toich Dvarav, you see, they held that even if the Meicha was Ma'ana, he knew that he was Yod, he knew that he was doing Shnei Minim, Nesivis holds that he still has a right to back out. We discussed them all, there's a Machan Ephraim, Bedasa Rashvam, not like that. So you can't back out. But to sell, the dinner shame to be chayz is only if you didn't know about it. But if you knew about it, the seller has no right to back out. The mail it like this. Here's the pasuk chesh. Call me out like this. That this is really shnei minim. And we'll argue in the Nesivis and that. We hold like the Machane Ephraim Zashbam that the seller knows about it, he cannot back out. So had he not been mochami daitoi, the whole chesh in the bata, you say bata binyan, because the seller would say, hey, I want to back out. I want the profit. But the fishu mochami daitoi, because he sold the midaitos, he doesn't have a tain out shnei minim, Mameli only left with the regular tain out to lekech din beto mekach. If the lekech wants him to kind of mekach, Mameli is not in beto mekach. All right, shishtekot taira. Fine. Good. Okay, let's move on and we'll see that there's another Pshat and Rabbeinu Geshem, but we have to develop this a bit. I'm going to need help from the Olam. I need maybe more time also, but all right. We had Rishonim in Reish Lamed Beis. This is a $1 million kasha, which I heard my brother went around and told the Olam already. The $1 million kasha, the Rishonim want to know by Zerayni Gina, if you planted the Zerayim, Shteit in the Mishnah, it's a Mekach Toys. In fact, the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, Kamer Rishonim, the Rosh, the Mekhi Yosef, the Kamer Rishonim, there are different Lashonis how they ask it, but I'm going to just smudge over it. But they asked, the fundamental question is, what's going on here? The Zerayim are not being returned. It's in the ground, it's buried. So how could the Lokeach ask for Mekach Tois if he's not returning the Zerayim? Or better yet, the Lokeach should be Chayiv, at least for the value of the Zerayim, if there's even a word that they ate him, it would be firewood now. Good, but whatever that value the Zerayim had, let it at least be deducted from the Mechira. He should be Chayiv for what he did. And Mamela, why does the Mishnah say it's a Mekach Tois and he has to give back Chayiv back reason, he has to give back all the money? And for the Zerayim, he said that Hayyos was Adas Kein Humachim Loi, to plant. Even though you can't give him back, still it's a Mekach Tois, and he doesn't have to pay ki huzeh, he doesn't have to pay anything, he gets back all his money. How do we know this gevaldik is chiddush? Everyone brings the same raya, or almost the same raya, some bring it from the Reisha as well, others skip the Reisha and bring it from the Mitzias and the Sefer. Good. But they bring a rai from our sugya. You see in our sugya that if you buy a bechor and you eat it, mashach la'achlo, you get back your money. You buy a treif and you eat it, mashach la'achlo, you get back your money. You buy bosan is b'nimtza bechor, peisim it's atfolam, yaim nimtza nesek, mashach la'achlo, and you get back your money. Why are you getting back your money? It's not returnable. And Amai, you see, Zakir Shainim, that whatever you do, that what it was aimed for was Adas Kein Mokram, that was given for this purpose, you're totally absolved, you don't even have to pay for its value. This is Zakir Shainim. Obviously, the kash is a bomb, it's in the face. I don't know what went on. I don't know. One kash is on the Rishonim, the other kash is what happened to everybody since. Like, no one asked, like, just a simple kash, what's going on? The Mishnah is the whole Mishnah's word is Knas. That's what's a Mishnah, because that's when I can get the guy out. No, for us, there's a Knas. So what do the Rishonim see from the Mishnah? There was a Knas. That's when I'll tell you, really, we will cancel you. Really, whatever will be Mechayiv, you have to pay for the Demei Zerayim, or you have to pay for the Demei Masha Ochlu. You'll have to pay. You're a Mazikitaka. You deserve to pay. No, for us, but there's a Knas. Just like Knas Pati from Yechiv, I know. Like Knas Pati from Yechiv. I was like, what's going on? You heard the question. Good. A bond. Fine. So Rabbi Kahn, Chia Gadol, wants to say, Pshad is like this. He would like to suggest that that's not the Rishonim's Kasha. Rishonim was asking, on our Svarah, Chazad Ibbah 100 times, and no tiki, no wash, is a new din that you have no right to get to even mitaveh mekach tois without bringing back the goods. So on that din, the Rishonim were asking over here too, no, taking a wash, the mice are not bringing back the goat. On that they say, as long as you're doing what it was aimed for, das kei markon lo, you're gonna be fine, and you don't have the problem of no taking a washing. And in the world of no taking a washing, it doesn't pass a knas. Bishleim on yechiva no. So we can't say not to pay me for that. I know that I babbled you. I sold you a trifle. I can't charge you for what I babbled you, right? But if we're saying minadin, there is no mekach toys, because there's a svar, no tikkun wash, in the dynamics of a mekach toys, there's no grounds for a mekach toys. All of a sudden, knas mekach toys, with no such knas. Knas was to part you from your chivim or not, but to say that we'll now create a mekach toys when there's no grounds for a mekach toys, that knas we're not going to do. Either Rishonim are not just asking that they have no right to get any money back, but they lahedja, at least three out of four Rishonim are saying, let's be mechayvim chotch for the demei zareinu, let's be mechayvim for the demei basa. So you see that they are handling with mazik. No, it also doesn't mean al tochas mazik. It also means al this din of not taking a washing. And they understood that there's a secondary din of not taking a washing. First, no taking a washing says, absolute, you have no right to tie a mekach toys. To the extent you don't bring me back the item, at least on that value, you don't have a right to claim a mekach toys, copy that value. Because all the Rishonim are saying the din of Lomax Leklum, and they bring a right in this mission, even on that chelik. If you look, they're medayik, a Max Leklum, and they bring a right on this, and you don't get, and you get back everything. Look at the Rishonim. They're madgish. Right, they're madgish this one. Yeah, but the Torah Smoker is, yeah, I know, but yeah, it's just a shtickle, and that's right, yeah, I know, but at least the main, the Torah Smoker goes on the next step, whatever it is. Good. So that's what he wants to say. Memela also geshmak, and that's where Rishonim's right. Okay. The Maisa is, in Hukas Lom, there's a non taking a washing. We already discussed that the Shino of Asa Mumacher is also a Mekach Tois. Just what? You have to pay out Mazik, right? That Shino of Asa Mumacher. So you see that in order to achieve this allowance to forgo not taking a wash and allow you to tie a mekach toys, you don't need it to be a mamish, a mazik, b'shuz, v'aldaz, kein, morchem loy. It's not true. Shina v'as ha-mumacha is not aldaz, kein, morchem loy. And still you have a right to mekach toys. Why? Because havali lasuke adati, and he wasn't p'sheya enough, whatever, he was only kein geneva v'aveda, whatever the svaras are. You don't need it mamish to be a blatant mazik, b'shuz, to achieve this result. And the Rishonim, three out of four Rishonim say Lahed Yuvi was Aldas King Malcolm, like Mamish, they pushed. It was done Oymid Lizvi, and that's what you did. You only did what it was aimed for. You Mamish behaved so perfect to the T, you followed instructions. If the vote was this vote, I'm not taking a wash, the change would just damn say, it's nothing and it's fine, it's not Pashe and it's fine. His nice thoughts, the Rishonim were trying to perform what happened to Mazik. For Mazik, oh, Mazik is Chayfik Neveded. For Mazik, for at least Aveda, Mazik, you have to say, no, it was Aldaz, King, Markham, it was a Mazik, Beshus, although the Shein is in his gum or whatever it is, but it has to be a starker vote. Oh, so it sounds like the Shein that they are bavoning Mazik. So I would like to suggest is the following. I'll need help from the Elam to explain it a little bit, but at least a suggestion is what you see from all these Vishainim that they Nemlan for Pashlis, that the Knas will never absolve you from a Chiv Mazik. Knas would only absolve you from Mechiv Hano. In the world of Hezek, a Knas is not going to say that someone who was Mazik me is going to be Potter. For Hano, yes. And what would be the Chiluk? I'm going to suggest three Chilukim. I'm sure the Ilm will have more Chilukim. But first of all, there are a number of Achreinim who understand that the whole Knas was Bitsirif Nafshei Kotzer Behem. With the Besam Amroish, and there's a base mayor, and there's a Mashmoy Satas in Yeredeya, and there's a Chuvus Kamsai that says it Lahedya, base mayor says it Lahedya, that it's a tzir of Knas plus Nafshikot. It means they can't, you can say it differently, but I'll make it simple. They can't do to Rechin that something which is Nafshikot of them as an aim by Yankno, as if you weren't Nana. Mamela, that's why they got you away from Ano. It's not going to help you from Mazik. So it was Mazik, you're Mazik. It was Nafshikot of them, therefore you weren't a Mazik, you were a Mazik. Mamela, Avadi Grimichai for Hezik. But I want to even take it, I hold it even further than that. And I need help articulating this. My heritage is... I said, the Tazin Yerdei, two sevkons. You have a Tazin Yerdei, maybe if I can, good, but the Tazin Yerdei twice it says this. I would like to really take it a step further, because I think it's motif and I need help in articulating, but this is the word, is that they canceled you for handling with an is. You will match somebody with an is. He was match, he wasn't match, but you were safilei isura. You gave somebody an is you shouldn't have done. And then that hainoah that he had, how could we charge him? We're going to cancel him for that hainoah. It's because this maisa, that hainoah was a hainoah from a dava also. It was something that shouldn't have taken place. If we're going to allow it to, no, it's chutinitzka, but this is what we're trying to stop. We're going to get you where you went wrong. We're going to get you, you're trying to be machal, so on adava also. We're going to get you on his hana. And I'll even say that even if you sell it, we'll take it, let's say the Rebbeinu Gershom will hold it, even if you sell it and it was loynik shalissa. But I'll still get you for any chiv hana, that the hana comes from adava also. How could we mechay you from hana from adava also if we're trying to prevent this from happening? We're not going to do that. Mazik has nothing to do with the fact that I sold you. Grad may be a facilitator. The hezek, but bezim you could be mazik me even without me feeding you this issa. You could go into my house and break me. The yisoida mazik, the word of mazik has nothing to do with the interaction that we had. It's not the hagdara. The knas was that this interaction we're gonna cut. You did something wrong. It didn't happen. You didn't sell it. You thought you sold it. We're not allowing anything from this mechira or a titzah from a mechira. It means the stamch is an anor from this mechira to come through. Stam is aitak a mazik. Avad you could charge for hezek. Why not?
What if the reaction is not
against the bus? Why?
Because in
Mitzvah,
when he didn't need it, so there's no knas, because there's no...
Yeah, so but on the safer... Oh, I mean, if you would do that. The only thing is that Rashi is moving not like this word altogether, because why did Rashi have to say, Lagorm Luis Suro, if Rashi held either like the first shot,
no, as I said, like almost, even though you did get money from the
trafer,
the
almighty
said the guy didn't do it.
I know, but the Rashi's vote wasn't that the chiv that you have is not a nenetik. So the Rashi's vote is that we won't count you because you're not such a bad boy because you're Logam Lo Yisura. But this vote... No, but he says it now because Logam Lo Yisura.
And that's why there's no mocking because
Logam Lo Yisura. No, this vote is better. There is a mocking for Knas even when it's Logam Lo Yisura. Just the vote is that this chiv is not a chiv. I know this chiv is a chiv mazik, so Memelo doesn't... Not that we wouldn't count it. The guy deserves a knas, but we didn't make a knas on Chiv Ezek. There's nothing to do with him.
Oh, 1 second.
When I get to Rebbeinu Gershom, I didn't get to that yet. 1 second.
Lachaira,
why not? Because you were machshel. You tried to do an issa. So any hishtamshis, or any hano, even if it's hano of a kosher de gano, but any hishtamshis or hano that you got from this dova ha'asa, we are not going to allow the seller to charge for, because that should never have come about from this mechira. I'm asking, I'm just saying, but the Rashi doesn't hold the whole vart, because Rashi shouldn't have asked the kasha all the time. What's Logam Lo Yisura? Here, the vart should have been.
He's saying that Rashi does have a kasha.
It's a kasha. No, but the kasha should. So what's his teretz? I know, but what's his teretz? Because of Lagam Lo Yisura, I'll tell you, that's not the teretz. The teretz was is because the chiv domim that I'm trying. Let me theorize. I see we are missing because I'm jumping a step. I feel we are missing. We'll see in a second. I want to suggest a third hezbara, a third chilek between them, and I'm just taking it a little maybe tiefer. The Mukyaisa says a svara. You could argue with this. Mukyaisa argue with anything, but the Mukyaisa says a svara that we didn't make a knas, but mashum shalatzmai. So just asking a simple shayla, just to bring out the tarot, is that so? Why did we make a knas on the hana? Teretz is because the hano, the chiv hano, is not a replacement for your item. The chiv hano is about masha nena, la marshal. If I'll be nena much more than the item's worth, theoretically, I'll chiv hano, I would be chayiv the higher man. Just it's a catch 22. I wasn't nena so much because I could have gotten that same hano from someone else's item, which is worth the same amount. But be so, the chiv hano is a chiv at nena. Whatever the chiv at nena is, go to Reb Shimon and you'll be there for a month. But that's a chiv hano, right? Mazik, the chiv hezek, there's a tashumim for mazik, is a replacement for the item. It's not for you a hefset b'yisayin or chayim with the Mona Lisa, for the stamp, whatever. It's the money that I'm giving you is a replacement for the item that I was mazik. It's a stretch. But the payment that I'm doing for the hezek is the mashu shalatzmai. It's just a replacement for my item. Like cancer, the mashu shalatzmai. For chiv hano, they could cancer. But mashu shalatzmai, or its value, we won't gonna cancer. So Mela doesn't pass by hezek, but it passes by hano.
You have to say this in the mukiyas. The other two things you can't say in the mukiyas. Because why would the mukiyas need to come out to the mukiyas?
Good. Yeah, we had the cheshen. Good. Good. Now.
Why did Shreya brought it right? Somebody would have answered you,
to show them
you have no
right. Okay, one time. Okay, so fine. Now let me just play it out because I'm running out of time now. I really want to fear ice here. So now let's play out the Rishonim again, just Chazaras Hachiyah, just easy. Rishonim say, I have a raya from the Mishnah, Be'etzem, I should always be charging Lokech for the Hezek that he does. State in the Mishnah Bechoris, that if somebody does, B'mashu Oymid, it was Nimsa, it was Masal L'Shem Kach, it was Oymid L'Zri, and he did it for Zri, it was Oymid L'Achila, and he did it for Achila, he has a Ptur Mazik. Good. So now let's read the Sefer. The Sefer says, "Machru lakum tilulu klavim yichamu d'mei treifim." Till now, what was the chiyuv of d'mei treifim? Pashut, you learn it's hanah, because l'konsul l'grashi says, so Mameli can get him out hanah. But the Rishonim, it's gishmak. I have a new chiyuv in the Sefer. The chiyuv is atmazik. This wasn't. It wasn't only to be sold to a guy or been fed to a dog. A kshera was only to be fed to a dog or sold to a guy. This is shinu v'asam amacher. Just like Shinavasa Mamachar could be Chayv Yot Mazik. So Mamela, the Rishonim are saying that in the Reisha, which was Oymid Lachila, you'll have the Ptur of the Algamin of Ptur. But in the Sefer, with Shinavasa Mamachar, I'll get you Yot Mazik. The back has got the Mashmaz, I'll get you Yot Mazik. But I'm going to get you Yot Mazik. I'll get you because you were Shinavasa Mamachar. If that's the case, Zechinu Ladin, but Rabbeinu Geshem is Sarsayim Yushak. It's such as these the Rabbeinu Geshem, I know what anyone wants. Really, we cancel you. Even Sloy Goyim Lugasiru. Minagash never said otherwise. Not a problem. And any Hanor that this Lokea got, Sai the Karen, Sai the Revach, I'm going to get this Mochen Gansed. He can't take even a piyasta from this Lokea for the Avla that he did. It was Mocha Trey for me. He deserves a grace of Knas and a grace of Klav. That's fair. But I have a new thing. But in Mashiach of Asim HaMacher, Dalmi Hocha the Knas of Hanor, but what happened to the Mazik then? The Rishonim is saying that the reason why you put in the Reisha as Mazik is only because it's Oymid L'Kach. But Shinavasa Mamacher is not Oymid L'Kach. Right? The case of selling to a guy is not Oymid L'Kach. So the Rishonim would be Moed that can get you as Mazik. So Meir Zok Ben Ogeshin, the reason why you have to pay the Meir Treifa is because of Mazik. The Yoike that you got, you're not going to be Chayav as Mazik. You want Mazik, the Yoike. So the main treif I'll get you because you were mazik, you abid my animal, you threw it to the dogs, you threw it to goyim. I'll get you out mazik. You want to get the yoike, that means you want to get him out nana. Nana you can't. If you should make a treif mid, he deserves a knas. So you can't get him out nana. So really the knas in Gansed, even though it was loigar and Louis Surin, it's not kokak, and we don't have to cut up knasas, we don't have to make knasas out of it. It's simple. We cancel you like every other knas, but I'll get you out mazik. And mazik is only on the Karen, on the Dmei Treifa, but not on the Yoike. Very gishmak. And it will come out, but this is what I was insinuating before, that Rashi, who asked the Kash in the Sefer, what happened? And Rashi's teretz was, Lagarim Luisura, Vaisesin Rashi, that had he not had this teretz Lagarim Luisura, he would have counted the guy to pat him even for Dmei Treifa. Even though there's a chi of mazik, and even though it was not nafshei kotz of the hen, so he sees from Rashi that Rashi argued with these Rishonim, and Rashi holds that the knas does pater you from mazik, and the knas will pater you even from a nana, which is not a nafshei kotz of the hen. If not for this new din of logam lo yisur, a blitz from Rashi. Without this blitz, Rashi wouldn't know the pasuk knas, not like these Rishonim. Now, getting back to our Shiloh, till now we're telling you it's machlokes. It was a machlokes. Numak Yaisa would hold that since you're going by Mitzvah Sissa, Kansid you and Gansin, only by Mashul Atzma is different. And then the Ba'ach Hel that we separated to, and like the Briskerov, to the extent you want to even kind the Mecca, you even have to pay Gor for the Chelik that you ate, because you didn't make kind the Mecca. Like this, I'm saying there's no Makhlek is Lamaiz between the Mokhi Yosef in the back on this case, because even the Mokhi Yosef could be made, I mean, for this word, that even though Betzin passes the Knas, but we never made a Knas on Mazik. So to the extent that you took the animal, or Chelik of the animal, and you sold it, on that Chelik you're a Mazik, doesn't pass a Knas, so we'll have to be Mechaiv, it's Mazik, on the Demet Shef of that Chelik, coming out just like the back. At the end of the day, just to be Messiah, just get the sheet is. We have Betzim four Oifani HaKnas, means when the Knas is applicable. Late, my understanding of Ben Ageshen, we made the Knas, you were a bad boy, you sold a Garam Yisur, a Loi Garam Yisur, we made the Knas no matter what. Late, the Meshmois Rashi and the Namuki Yosef is that we only made the Knas. As I say, Meshmer Sajim, okay, it's debatable, but Alpidim, okay, we only made the Knas when there's Gorm Luis Surah, but even if your Gorm Issa ben Mixas, we'll make the Knas on everything. Like Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Chachman in the Bach, will make the knas only on the chelik that you were taken nixho. But if you were mazal on the chelik that you weren't nixho, that chelik doesn't pass the knas. And then like these achreinim who say that the whole knas is only tied together with nafshe katzim him, so clearly it's even worse. We only made the knas when you were over the issa, and only if the issa is an issa of nafshe katzim him mamish on that thing. And on the Zaitik, we have a bunch of other makhlekes in Nichval here. Is did they count you on the Chiv Mazik, which could be the makhlekes Rishonim, those Rishonim and Rashi? Did they count you B'mashul Atzmai, which is makhlekes in Mukiyos, could be in the form of Kakman, the back, whatever? And then there's this word, this type of thing, there's a second knas going on here called Shloye Chaytan Iska, a special extra knas in the Sugya, underlying in the Sugya, that will count to your Shloye Chaytan Iska on Revach, a new knas. That's also his nechah on this shiloh. All right.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.